with ABC Tire LLC and approve it to form.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and ABC Tire LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements.
Where's this one at?
On Townsend Court off Acacia Club. We've got to improve the drain pipe. It's not big enough to handle it.
So we just need to approve that. There's no issues there?
No. We're good to go with it.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes, temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Joshua A. and Miranda L. Trinkle.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've got, I believe the first thing that's in your book is erroneous assessments. Am I correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Under erroneous assessments, I have abatement numbers 203290, 203291. And it's leased buildings, leased vacated in 2014, is the notes I got on these properties. But there is quite a bit of documentation to go with them. It's the same property for two separate years, 2015 and 2016.
And they leased the property?
Mike, I'll try to give you a little history or explanation. This is out past the Table Rock quarry concrete plant. Glenstone Block leased the land to build a building out there. I don't know what year, maybe 5, 6 or something like that. And they used it there for 4 or 5 years. In 2009, let me back up, this issue came to light by way of the tax sale. Been in Glenstone Block's name for a number of years, and they've been paying the bills on it. Well, it was going to be on the tax sale because they hadn't paid 15 and 16. They had actually vacated the building in like 2009. There may even be a copy of that lease in there that they brought in to the collector's office. So, anyhow, Glenstone built the building on leased land, paid the taxes on it for lots of years, but didn't pay it in 15 and 16, so Mona was to put it on the tax sale, so it came to their attention. They came in. We did not have a copy of the lease, which I believe we probably should have. So, the abatement before you is to abate the taxes off of 15 and 16. I might lean on Sheila. She's might have some thoughts or experience on that.
Yes, we have to abate them. But 2017, is it still on for 2017?
It's still on the books for 17, yeah.
So.
And if the commission, frankly, I'm not sure how to handle that, but the, it's on Mountain Complex's name for 17. The building sits on their land. My thinking, it's abandoned. Glenstone Box left it behind. Mountain Complex doesn't feel like it's worth what we've got it on for. That's my perceived idea from them and visiting with them. But anyhow, I'm open to whatever you guys would think for 17, if you think it's appropriate to pull it off for 17 as well.
Well, so who owns the building?
Well, again, the way I see it, it's an abandoned Glenstone Block left it behind. They built it on leased land.
Okay. The building goes with the land unless there's a lease.
Right.
The building should be assessed with the land unless it's a lease. So once the lease goes, then the taxes, if there's any value to it, would go with the land.
So then that's owned by
Mountain Complex underground.
Who is AC and Aileen Addington, care of Michael Addington?
That's another.
Oh, I think Wes got the wrong stuff stapled on that.
On the 2016, under the 2016.
Oh, that should be with the other abatements. Yes, sir.
Here's the 2016.
So that's not the tax bill?
No, not this one.
I was wondering why we're
wrong property.
But that's but that's the right property?
Abate number 203290 and 203291 for 2015 and 16. I make a motion. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm on paper. Is yours all correct? Is yours messed up?
Yeah, I had looked at it already.
Mm-hmm. So that goes to this one. So who are they saying the owner is now?
The building is sitting on Mountain Complex's land. So I would.
So
I'm not sure what how to look at that. But at some point, it needs to be taxed to them, or they need to have the building taken down.
Right.
And so the building belonged to Glenstone Block. They weren't keeping up with things, paid taxes on it for, I think, 4 years when they weren't even using it. So
I don't know. I guess I'd probably want somebody to look. I'd want an attorney or something to look into it. I'm not, I don't know enough about it.
If this happened before, in order to tax the land to a lessee, we have to have the lease on record. And so the 15 and 16 will have to be abated to zero.
Well, it has to be abated to zero just so that it clears up the books?
Yes.
So then do we go after that money for the school districts and everybody else for 15 and 16 with anybody else?
Well, your 17 is something that we...
No, we're about 15 and 16.
They're gone.
I that's what I mean. I don't know. I'm not willing to... Without looking into a little more, and this is the first time I've looked at this, without looking into a little more, I'm not willing to forgive $1,820 and $1,584 just because somebody walked away from a building.
I'm trying to think of incidents just a year or two ago that you had to do the same thing because there was no lease on file in the assessor's office on core property.
So I think it was, you're talking about the docks downtown?
Pardon?
You're talking about the docks down at the landing?
No, It was over... I've had it happen different times. I had it happen on Hollister on the building there, that was, there was no lease on file. The landowner had paid the taxes. Coleman had paid the taxes. And it was the first time I dealt with it. And there was a court case that existed that the former deputy assessor made me aware of, and I've got the files on it. And it had to be abated off because you had to have a lease on file. There's no existing lease of the owner. Then, and the state said then it had to be assessed with the land. So 2017 would have to be looked at if it was going to be assessed with the land. Now, my understanding is if it would be an increased notice to them and they didn't have a chance to go through BOE, then they could file with the state if they objected to the
value of it.
Assessed value. Is that
makes
the
sense.
Gentleman's understanding? If it's going to be added to the 2017, 2015 and 16 is gone.
Do I hear a cat?
Pardon?
Yeah. Are you guys hearing me?
I want to do a little more research on it, find out more before I make any action on it. So you guys can do it if you want to. But I will abstain.
Can I keep these?
I'll make the motion to abate the 15 and 16 with abatement number 203290 and 203291.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next abatements I have are clerical errors, and it's abatement numbers 203288. 203289. Parcel was combined with 2.0 in 2011